I'm Steve Miller reporting. A former official at the U.S. Treasury Department says the current tariff war between the United States and China is a threat to the global supply chain.
So if these tariff threats escalate and actually materialize, then it's not only going to be a lose-lose for China and the United States, it'll be a lose-lose-lose. China, United States, and the world economy.
China raised import duties on a $3 billion list of U.S. goods in response to the tariffs on imported steel and aluminum that U.S. President Donald Trump ordered last month. China also announced tariffs worth $50 billion on a series of U.S. products, including soybeans, whiskey, and cars. Russia's top diplomat dismissed on Thursday the recent expulsions of Russian diplomats as a mockery of international law.
The so-called Skripal's case became a fictional or staged one, or an excuse for the groundless, massive expulsion of Russian diplomats, not only from the U.S. and Britain, but also from a number of other countries, most of which had their arms twisted.
Two dozen countries have kicked out a total of more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain, which blames Russia for last month's poisoning of a former Russian spy on its soil. The poisoned daughter of that ex-Russian spy said on Thursday that she is recovering quickly after the ordeal. Yulia Skripal said in a statement released on Thursday by British police that her strength is growing daily and expressed gratitude to those who came to her aid. She said her father remains in critical condition. This is VOA News. The Koreas held preliminary talks Thursday for a summit later this month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and